AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden is hailing approval of a massive coronavirus economic relief bill. The AP Sagar Magani has the story.
The House has signed off on the $1.9 trillion package, sending it to the White House.
Everything in the American Rescue Plan addresses a real need,
including boosting the vaccination and testing programs and helping struggling Americans weather the pandemic's economic destruction. While the bill had nearly unanimous Democratic support, no Republicans voted for it, with Texas's Jody Arrington, among others, blasting it as less of a relief bill and more of a Democratic wish list of things unrelated to the pandemic.
It's a $2 trillion blue state boondoggle and a Trojan horse for their reckless partisan policies.
It'll become law once the president signs it Friday. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Today, Dr. Anthony Fauci talked about a return to the pre-pandemic normal, even before the country reaches coronavirus herd immunity. He says best estimates when enough people are immune to end the outbreak range between 70 and 85% of the population.
We would hopefully get to that point somewhere by the end of the summer and the early fall.
California Governor Gavin Newsom says he expects more counties to be moving to a tier that would mean lifting some coronavirus restrictions.
Southern California, you will be a beneficiary of this, specifically LA. Will be a big beneficiary of this new metric.
West Virginia's governor says an estimated 168 coronavirus deaths went unreported, throwing into question the data used to justify lifting restrictions. The Senate has approved two more Biden cabinet members, Merrick Garland for Attorney General and Marcia Fudge to lead the Department of Housing and Urban Development. Des Moines Register reporter Andrea Sahori and her ex-boyfriend were acquitted on charges as Sahori was covering racial injustice protests. Stocks finished mixed. This is AP News. Heavy flooding forced evacuations in Hawaii near Honolulu. Mark Alexander lives in Haiku.
This happens in a matter of minutes. Like, it's to my waist. It's to my chest. And next thing you know, I see icebox passing me. Coolers.
The National Weather Service reports more than 13 inches of rain fell in the Haiku area. Sean Alexander was initially watching the flooding from his home.
We just was watching everything kind of go by, and then maybe within 15 to 20 minutes, the water just rose to the top. It burst into the room. It took all the chicken coops down the river. It lifted up my truck.
The truck went down the river, and so did his dog.
Got swept away, but it came up like 10 minutes later.
There are fears of landslides. About six homes on Maui and two bridges were heavily damaged or destroyed. Tourists in Hawaii are being told to stay in their hotel rooms or wherever they're staying. The rain is expected to stop today. Ed Donahue, AP News.